Soku isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Isikhathi half past six. Levuka njani mthwakazi omuhle olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo ngolwesibili mhla ka 6 kuNhlolanja 2018 nguNtungameli Nkomo. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
I think it's a very valuable party really ukuthi ibuyele ku-constitutionalism, ibuyele to ama values nama principles ayo from ekuqaleni.
Ugatsha lwe-MDCT eMelika luthi lukhathazekile kakhulu ngokudlephana phakathi kwenkokheli yaleli bandla ibanga isikhundla sikamnumzana Morgan Tswangirai.
Abantu bakithi kumele bazibambe uma bekwelinye ilizwe. Kuyayangisa lokhu esizwe kuthiwa bakwenza kokubulala abantu njengoba besitsho kuthiwa zonela mvunye.
Kubotshwa izizalwane zaseZimbabwe ezimbili kwele Botswana zisetheswa icala lokubulala umfundi wakulelo lizwe. Ikomishini ebona ngokukhumisana umlotha izaqala imihlangano yokukhulumisana loZulu ngendaba zokuxolelana ngolwesihlanu eGwandala seBindura. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Ezekuseni ngokugcweleyo. Ugatsha lwe-MDCT eMelika luthi lukhathazekile kakhulu ngokudlephana phakathi kwenkokheli yaleli bandla ibanga isikhundla sikamnumzana Morgan Tswangirai. Kulokufuthelana okukhulu phakathi kwabasekeli bakaTswangirai bobathathu, umnumzana Elias Mutsuri, umnumzana Nelson Chamisa loNkosazana Thokozani Khuphe. Ukulwisana obekuvele kukhona kusobala bekuphakathi kukaChamisa loMakhuphe. Kodwa kulezi nsuku uChamisa usedlephana loMudzuri. UTswangirai yena uphatheke kubi ngomkhuhlane wemvukuzane njalo uyelatshwa kwele South Africa. Sixoxe lomgcini sihlalo weMDCT eMelika umnumzana Dan Moyo.
Inkinga ekhona isukela ekungacacini okwenziwa ngakhona izinto from even uku-appointwa kwawo lama VP okuyinto ebivele ingavunyelwa ku-constitution yethu. So ku-create i-power vacuum ukulwisana okukhona phakathi kwama-VP lawo ngoba ngathi even though benga-electwanga ngama-members sebezibona bona beyibona okumele babe phambili endabeni zokuthi ngubani ozotheka over i-part. Kusobala ukuthi indlela eyenziwa ngakhona even ku-alliance even kone ku-appointing ama-VP wona lawo into engazange i-discusswe yavunyelwana libandla.
Elakusasa lebandla ulibona libinjani Moyo, ikakhulu sikhangela ukubana sokusele isikhathi esincane ukuthi kuyiwe kukhetho kodwa nanku liyalwisana liyadlephana?
Yeah, I think it's a very valid party really ukuthi ibuyele ku-constitutionalism, ibuyele to ama values lama principles ayo from ekuqaleni ama founding principles, the very reason why abaningi beZimbabwe bajoyina i-MDC ngoba ibiyona etshengisa ukuba nethemba lokuthi ingawina umbuso from iZANU-PF. So unless and until i-party realizes ukuthi kumele ibuyele to its founding principles okuyizona eziyi-around i-constitutionalism, i-rule of law, i-respect for human rights, i-respect for abasebenzi, angiboni ukuthi ingaphumelela ikukhondishine kuyona khona manje ngokulwisana okukhona konke lokhu lokugula kamongameli Tswangirai. I-leadership isi-fragmented, so kumele sibuyele back to i-constitutionalism. Abantu bakhethe umkhokheli, umkhokheli abamfunayo ukuthi akhekhe over ma ukuthi uba uTswangirai usedecide ukuthi a-resign.
Umanyano wona Moyo ubona uphumelela yini kukho konke lokhu kulwisana okukhona?
Umanyano angiwuboni mina uphumelela. Ngokubana okokuqala, angiboni ukuthi kwaba lesivumelwano from the beginning between umongameli wephakathi kwabuTsvangirai lama-senior leaders akhe sibonile ukulwisana okwenzakeleyo and sikhuluma nje kunje umama uMakhuphe u-national chairman uLove Momoyo kanye lo-organizing secretary u-Abed Nikobhebhe awa-attend ama-meetings ngoba ama-meetings akhona one njengoba utsho ukuthi kulokulwisana khona lokhu onguye okumele achiyela uma-meetings usually athiwa nguye umongameli uTsvangirai. Umongameli wathi esuke siye esibhedlela akuzange kube clear ukuthi nguphi u-vice president okumele asale take over. Asingeke siye ngalokhu okukhulunywa nguLuke Tambo Rinyoka ngoba uLuke Tambo Rinyoka, to be honest with you, at times ungathi uzibhalela okuphuma ekhanda lakhe.
Umnumzana Dan Moyo ngumgcini sihlalo webandla le-MDCT khonapha eMelika. Ikomishini ebona ngokukhumisana umlotha izaqala imihlangano yokukhulumisana loZulu ngendlela afuna uhlelo lokuxolelana luqhutshe ngayo ngolwesihlanu eGwandala seBindura. I-National Peace and Reconciliation Commission ithi wonke umuntu uvunyelwe ukuphatheka kule mihlangano. Kodwa ithi abantu akumelanga begqoke impahla yezombusazwe njalo ithi amapolisa lamasotsha kasoze avunyelwe ukuphatheka kule mihlangano engeza evunule ezomsebenzi. Kulezi zalwane zeZimbabwe ezimbili ezibotshiweyo kwele Botswana zisetheswa icala lokubulala omunye umfundi wakulelo lizwe ngesonto. Umufi ubefunda e-University of Boto. Isehlakalo lesi sesiphehle ukuthukuthela phakathi kwezizalwane zakwele Botswana ezithi abokuze abadala amacala kumele bajeziswe kalukhuni. UMartin Ngwenya uyalandisa.
Esinye isifundi sekolitshini eliphezulu eleBotswana Accountancy College sitholakale sifile komunye umfula edolobheni leHabroni ngeviki edluleyo. Umfundi lo ubiwa engabe ebulewe ephindela endlini yakhe emathathakusa angensonto evela endaweni zokuzibazisa. Amapholisa athi ubanjwe wangeniswa ekhusini lapho athathelwe khona umakhalekhukhwini wakhe kanye le mali wasebulawa ethiwa khonapho. Uyonale iviki amapholisa abophe abezimabhwa ababili, omunye leminyaka yamachumi amabili lasitshiyagalombili 28, ukanti omunye uleminyaka engamachumi amathathu lasitshiyagalolunye i-39. Lokhu kucunule kakhulu izizalwane zeBotswana ezithi kumele amanyathela alukhuni athathwe kwabokuza abadala amacala ikakhulu abadabuka eZimbabwe. Abanye abeZimbabwe labo kabazange babe lozwelo kulabo abatshiyobotshiweyo besithi noma nje bengasacatshangelwa kufaka ihlazo kubo bonke abeZimbabwe abaseBotswana.
Abantu bakithi kumele bazibambe uma bekwelinye ilizwe. Kuyayangisa lokhu esizothiwa bakwenza kokubulala abantu njengoba besitsho kuthiwa zonela mvunye.
Icala leli lilandela elinye lapho abeZimbabwe abane besethiswa umlando wokubulala umtshayeli wetekisi eHabani ngaphandle kwesigodlo iHaboroni. AbeZimbabwe baqhubeka beyibo abonani eliphezulu bakuza abasemajele akwele Botswana baphose befika amakhulu ayisikhombisa i-700. Lokhu unkosikazi Zandile Nkomo uthi kulakho uqubula umoya wenzondo njengembono efezwe ezinkundleni zokukhulumisana ezebulenjini ezigoqela kuFacebook kulandela ukubulawa komfundi lo.
I-crime wave enziwa ngamaZimbabweans eBotswana ayisiyonto enhle. Ikakhulu ukubulala yinto embi kakhulu. Okuza kwenza amaBotswana egcine sesikhangele ngelihlo elibi. Kati-ke ivizo leZimbabwe belingcolile sesizama nje ukuthi silikline. Alokho kutsha usokufikile manje bengaqhubeka besenze nje kuza kwenza ibizwe leZimbabwe lingcole ngamandla kugcine sokuvusa lezinophobia.
Iningi labeZimbabwe abadala amacala bake batshele umthethwandaba ukuthi bafuqwa isimo esinzima somnotho ekhaya abanye beyibo abanakekela imuli zabo. Kodwa noma kunjalo lokhu akubonwa njengesizathu sokuthatha imphefumulo ngoba kule ndlela ezinye zokudinga ukuziphilisa. AbeZimbabwe ababili labo basesitokisini belinde ukuthwenisiswa kwecala labo amapholisa ayisithi asaqhubeka ephendlisisa lolu daba. Ababili laba batholakale belo makhalekhukhwini ocatshangelwa ukuthi ngokamufi. NginguMartin Ngwenya oyindaba zeStudio 7 ngisabron kwele Botswana.
Banengi abantwana abehluleka ukuya esikolo ngenxa yenswelo lanqanje bekhaliphile. Ubuhle Khumalo ngomunye wabo. Unina usejele uyapika kwele South Africa. Ekuvulweni kwezikolo ubuhle uxotshiwe ngoba engabhatalanga ischool fees. Lokhu kwenze ugogo wakhe wangena esitaladeni ecela uncedo ebantwini ukuze umzukulu wakhe ebuyele esikolo. Intatheli zindaba ye-Studio 7 u-Ezra Chisaspanda uhlanganela babili laba becela uncedo ezitaladeni zakoBulawayo.
Ubukhosi Khumalo intombazana eliminyaka yesitshiyagalombili yokuzalwa njalo ikhaliphile ezifundweni zayo kodwa uthole imali lutsho ukuthi sokumele ame isifundo ngenxa yokuswela imali yokubhatalela imfundo eye-school fees. Ugogo wakhe ke uMadonga utshitha nsuku zonke ecela imali emphathini wedolobho lakoBulawayo lapho lihlanganela ekhona.
Nyama ngihlala ngaso sonke isikhathi ngitula le street. Ngizamela umntwana ukuthi abe ngaphansi kwe-shelter education ndani kube ngumala e-street. Konke kusehlula. Ngaqalela kusukela lo-grade 0. Wazongena ku-second term u-grade 1.
Lingane ayimazi uyise. Unina wayo usejele kwele South Africa. Njalo ugogo uMadonga akazi ukuthi wabotshelwani. Wagcine ehamba nabomalayitsha ukuyathatha lo mntwana ukuzomondla ezibabo. Nguba yena ke engena passport ugogo.
Mina ngazihambela sengisenza i-border jumper. Njalo umntwana lokhule nzima lakhona ngalo uqede nge 2 months in esembodleleni. Irekhodi yakhe nje ngithelela usizi. Sadlula labo i-border ngona fana sengcenye ngencenga udriver. Khona bangangalamphako lo mphako nje kwaza fana nokuya lokuphenduka. Kodwa nje ukuthi hayi silonge umntana nami ngizange ngibhebhi dumping. Sefunga ukuthi akade kuthwele ngesisu sakhe ukuthi ngiyethatha la.
Usenjalo bakhona sebesize ugogo ngokuncedisa ukuthi abhatalelwe umzukulu wakhe obuhle owazalwa ukuthi nguMakhumalo. Uqalisile isikolo kuyona le viki kodwa uhlupho sokuthi abanye abantwana afunda labo sebephambili ezifundweni njengoba yena ebengafundi. Pho kumphatha njani uMakhumalo?
Ngingayithi kodwa angikaphikisi sekuhle kodwa abanye bayangidlula. Ngibafice sebephambili khathesi.
Banengi abantwana abasesimeni esifana lesi kaMakhumalo okuhlanganisela intandane ezingenamali yokubhadela indleko zama-school fees. Laloba uhulumende ethi abantwana bonke kumele bafunde lanxa bengenamali yokubhadala kodwa izikolo eziningi ziyabaxotsha zithi abantwana kababhadale i-school fees kuqala bengangeni esikolo. Ugogo uMadonga ulesifiso esikhulu sokuthi umzukulu wakhe okhaliphileyo afunde. Ngakho-ke ukhalaza kuZulu ukuthi aphathise ukuze iphupho likaMoshe Khumalo lokuba ngumongikazi lifezeke. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngu-Ezra Chisaspanda.
Bathi okwenza uBanda lo Phirilayo kuyamenza. Umongameli wakwele South Africa umnumzana Jacob Zuma kungenzeka exotshwe embusweni njengomnumzana Robert Mugabe nanku abasekeli bebandla lakhe ele-ANC behlokoma njalo bethukuthele besithi kayehle esihlalweni. Kodwa yena uZuma uthi kayindawo. Kubika uBenedict Nhlapho.
Leli liqula lamalunga ebandla elibusayo kwele South Africa awe ANC elifike lingasadlanga nkotshana esigodlweni saleli bandla eJohannesburg besithi uMongameli Zuma akehle esihlalweni kungakafiki olwesine, kanti kulabanye abebetshengisela njalo besithi akayindawo. Lokhu kulandela umhlangano oqhutshwe iziphathamandla zaleli bandla izolo lazo ebezimcela ukuthi ehle esihlalweni ulandela izikhalo zabaningi elizweni. Omunye wabebetshengisela laba ngumnumzana Sonto Lungisa.
Hambe uzima makahambe uzima makahambe nezwita yakhe makahambe negwita yakhe kwenzile kwanele.
Namhlanje ke futhi ikomiti enkulu yaleli bandla ibiphakathi komhlangano lawo odinga indlela ezakwenza uMongameli Zuma abeke phansi intambo. Isizalwane sesibabho umnumzana Austin Moyo uthi uZuma nxa engasaqaphelanga bazamenza esikamnumzana uRobert Mugabe.
kuzoba nenkinga ke lapho ngoba uzogcina sephuma engenawo ama benefits okufanele wathole ngoba ngathi unenkani ngoba kunezinto engathi ukukhona ababambe ngakho but ke ekugcineni ngibona sengathi indlela yakhe nekamgabe cishe zifane
Incithi zithi ikomiti le National Working Committee eqhuba umhlangano ngekusasa kaZuma layo ngeke yanelise kumxotsha ukuba ngumongameli welizwe ngoba kuyisikhundla asiphiwe eParliamente. Kodwa ke incithi kwezombusazwe obuye njalo abe isizalwane seZimbabwe umnumzana Gideon Chitanga uthi nxa uZuma engala bemcela amalungu ebandla lakhe alakho ukuncithisana lamabandla aphikisayo ukuthi bamkhiphe eParliamente.
His resistance or his failure to comply with that
uqhubeka kwakhe esala ukwehla esihlaleni njengesifiso samalunga aleli bandla kuzokwenza begcine bemkhipha ngendlela eyangisayo kakhulu
indaba esegudwini ukuthi ngolwesine kwele South Africa umongameli welizwe kufanele ethule inkulumo engumhlahlandlela ukuthi ilizwe liyaphi eminyakeni elandelayo kodwa kamabandla aphikisayo emba phansi sithi lokhu ngeke kwenziwe nguZuma ngoba besithi umthethwandaba wamthola elecala lokwephula umthetho bafuna ke uqale kube lesikhathi sokuthi iParliamente ivote ukuthi uZuma aphume kumbe hatshi andubana le inkulumo yenziwe ukuze nxa esephumile yenziwe umsekelo wakhe umnumzana Cyril Ramaphosa incithi zithi ke nxa iParliamente ingaphiwa lesisikhathi Umnumzana Zuma kungenzeka achiye sekunzima njengomongameli Mgabe kumbe alinde ukuthi iParliamente izemqotshe. Melestu Rosebe ni Johannesburg kwele South Africa, ngingu Benedict Nhlapo.
Abanengi benu selizwile ngebandla le New Patriotic Front elibikwa libunjwa ngamalunga e G40 axotshwe kuZANU PF aqoqela umnumzana Jonathan Moyo lonkosikazi Grace Mgabe. IZANU PF ithi la ngamadlwane. Kodwa uZulu uthini? Asizweni incwadi kwezombusazwe umnumzana Bheki lizwe Bernard Ndlovu exoxa endawonye lelunga leZANU PF umnumzana Believe Gawule kanye lezizalwane zeZimbabwe velo Gibbs Dube we Studio 7 uNdlovu nguye osungula lingxoxo
isikhathi kamfundo leGford mawukhali isakahle into eplaniwe lyanayele ngqondo engasonto elangeli lodwa yahlelwa phansi abantu ababe lokhu bekhangele yonke lento isenzakala so ya hayi ngikhona lokhu ukuthi iGford isanda sesisonke siyana
Ye, kodwa nxa sukhangela okwenza sibilibe lesiqiniso lakho khonoku ungabe kuyini mzala
okwakuqala yikho lokhu ukuthi abantu laba balwa lekhulu and siyazi ukuthi ikhu yayivele mase sikhangele isisakahle yayikhangele bani yayikhangele ngamangaba wakhulumayo umgalo umongameli umgalo kodwa sokusenzakala on the ground esakubonayo ukuthi babethibona ikhangelele abelokhu abe G4 ekugcineni baxoshwa abanye baboshwa nabanye basebabopha futhi so ubani ongafuna ukuthi alwe laleyo ngaphandle kwabo
ye siyakuzwa kakhulu cela ubambe khonapho ke ecingweni bona zani sisilo baba uBelieve Gawule
ngabantu nje abazamayo nabo ukuthi ba-exchange ubuhlungu babo lokuthi bayakhathazekile emoyeni yabo ikakhulu yonke imisebenzi naleyo imisebenzi kababa lowo mgabe ongavumiyo ukuhlonitshwa ukuthi umnanga kwasethi yena hhayi uyamhlonipha seziphumulele ngale kodwa sesiyahlangana labanye abantu beplana izinto zabo ezinye kambe shiwa usesenethuba bani ubaba nalowo lanqade ehlangana besehlangana nabomjuru kuhlangana kukhulunyiswana ukuthi bazame ukuthi bengayenzani ngabantu abazondileyo abakhanya beplana nje kuyinto kwabo ungasoze kubancede ngalutho otherwise mna mbona ngani ukuchitha isikhathi lokuthi ona sikhuluma ngabo ngoba isikhathi sabo sidlulile isikhathi esinezinto eziningi kithi sesimele siziplane for ilizwe leli siye phambili loko ungabona okunjengalokho ngamaphupho nje abanye abantu ukuthi baphupha nje besenza ezinye izinto besenza kumbe beperforma ama-miracles lani behamba phezu kwamanzi kumbe besenza njani into ezinjengazonezi but mina ngibona ngani isingethwani ithi asikukhangelelanga khona okuzinto okunjengalokho
um sibuyele kuwe baba Ndlovu uyamuza lapho uGawule uthi ha abantu laba vele sebephelelwe ngumphako phela
yena ubaba uGawule bona ingani ukhuluma ngokukhathazeka okukhulu mhlawumbe ukubona la uhlangothi akulo and ngokukhona kwamuhlangothi akulo yilololo labo mnanga ku asonto ma ubhekisisa kahle ongayithabela ukuthi siya kuma elections nje ngoba mnanga kwakula umuntu obakhathazayo sebe yaziphumelelela nje bathatha ilizwe balibuse futhi besiya phambili thina abantu bezimbabwe abaningi ababhekele ukuphumelela ukukhululeka avele asibhekelanga ukuthi kube yizame elokhu ibuze ubaba uyamuzwa mpela ukuthi ipho yena awusekhululekile usitshele ukuthi laba abantu akusafuzanga basithambanise angazi ukuthi ukhulumela bani
slo baba-ke udlodlo ecingweni lapha babadlodlo
lebuthibeni vele bazabe bebile le ndawonye kuke isikusela kumgali umgaba uphakathi kwampana basebenza into yabo yokuthi abafuna ukuvota baphambaniseke abafuna ukwenzani vele kuthi into yasebenzivoxeke yonke esindebeleni thina vele sesilenhlanganisete ekamthakathi lemthakathi nangabantu bantukazi kungena ngapha langapha thina vele sesifunele ijikisela
utaa silobo buthabani mlalazi ecingweni lapha baba mlalazi kunjani
yebo baba kidube linjani
impile kakhulu wena ubona njani udaba lolu lwe-New Patriotic Front
ye baba nje ngikhuluma ngikhona lapha sengikhonala ekhaya eZimbabwe nje ngifika izolo sengikobulawayo into engiyithoyo baba besicela ukuthi ngabe kuyayenza okweqiniso inkokheli zethu ezisinika umbuso lathi sinje ngoba silokhu sazalwayo thina abanye umbuso sinje kasiwazi inkululeko kasilayo
kulobani kona ngapho-ke eBrithani Ruben kunjani
ngiyaphila dube njani baba
siphile kakhulu injani impilo yakho
hayi siyancenga dube nje sizibonela umqando upela la
phosela kukho lapho
hayi nengi dube hayi ngiyabonga ukungifake ehlelweni dube ngendaba yephathi le efonywayo le dube mani laba abantu bafuna ukusihlupha lapho
bathi
hayi angiboni ukuthi ikhona into abafuna ukuyiyeza ngaphandle kokuphazamisa kuphela ukuxokozela ukuphazamisa abantu uyabona thina asidingi ukuthi sibe sizivotelana labo mgabe njalo nje kanti waye bangahambi bathole isikhathi sabo kufanele behambe and saphila kanzima ngaphansi kwalaba bantu so asidingi ukuthi kube ngabantu abaloko bexokozela abadla imali yabo le abalayo bathiyane lathi kathi sizame ukuthi ilizwe sibone ukuthi lingavuswa kanjani angithi kulama-voti azayo kadesi abantu bazazikhethela abantu abafuna bebabuze kodwa abanjengabomdaba bahambe manje
hayi
kungene amanye amabizo athiyeneyo ukuthi ngubani obusayo elongoku bezalungisa ilizwe bedonse ngendlela efaneleyo behloniphe abantu lamalungelo abantu ayikho enye into esiyidingayo dube yazo sikhathele ngabantu abafuna ukuthi njalo nje behlale bengomaqhuzu
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu mzala
kumele kube nabanye abantu abangenayo dube asazi ukuthi bona why bekhanya beyizisikwaba kangaka.
Siyabonga abalaleli beStudio 7 bekhuluma lo Gibbs Dube.
Umsakazo weStudio 7 uthanda ukuthatha leli thuba lokubonga lina abalaleli bethu ngokusisekela okweminyaka yonke le. Njalo sizimisele ukulethulela indaba ezimqotho ngeZimbabwe insuku zonke. Sithanda njalo ukulazisa kubana sesengezelele inhlelo zethu. Sesilohlelo ngo 6:30 ekuseni phezwa lolo oluphuma ngo 7:30 ntambama. Lilakho ke usixhuma kusukusela ngomvulo siya ngolwesihlanu kumagagasi athi 909 medium wave la ku short wave ku 4930 13860 15460 15580 la ku 6080. Lingakhohlwa njalo uhlelo lwe live talk kusukusela ngomvulo kusiya ngolwesihlanu ngo 8 pm ntambama.
Kobulawayo sihlobo zami livuka njani Plum Tree Binga Cholocho Bait Bridge eGwanda silivuse ngenkondlo ka Desire Moyoxide.
Palakwe dreams. Zimbabwe will be a free nation not far from now. We shall dance clapping our feet in Nguzu, the traditional dance, in celebration and euphoria. Keep this poem deep in your heart. I am no prophet, I am no seer, I am no dreamer, but I can tell. I see those now somber faces smeared with smiles. I see them are blessed with happiness. I hear those jubilant voices far celebrating. Those eyes glittering with tears of joy in a new Zimbabwe. All these days of tyranny are coming to an end. All these days of queues and chaos are coming to an end. All these days of heavy uncertainty are close to an end. All these days, days of panic and fear are on the brink. All these days of pessimism and hopelessness are on the verge. Ngithi halala, the new Zimbabwe is about to come. I see schools become learned institutions. I see hospitals back as healthy institutions. I see parastatals recover from this paralysis. All I see are industries blooming. I see smokes skyrocketing in the city of kings and queens. And I see the sun shining over the Sunshine City, our capital. Binga vibrating with thrill, Palakwe bubbling with bliss, Cholocho cherry dressed with unlimited pleasures, Nkai anchored to the pillars of freedoms. All I see is Kezi, Kezi crystallized with cunning charismatic leaders. I see Lupane illuminated by the wealth of its timber, Wanki well lit by the fossils value beneath itself. Be merry, the new Zimbabwe is within reach. Every 18 plus years old citizens having a bank account graduates with an array of job choices, dreaming and thriving cars awake, making a good living from decent employment. I see Zimbos having entertainment and holiday side budgets. I feel now is the time for a new Zimbabwe. A new Zimbabwe where politics is for the politicians only. A new Zimbabwe where prison is for the ruthless only. A Zimbabwe where money is banked and earning profits and interest in the banks. A Zimbabwe where tribal conflicts belong to the dustbin of history. A Zimbabwe where kids are proud of their country and the president. A Zimbabwe where popular poems like this one are pieces of joy. I feel now is the time for a new Zimbabwe. I see Tarinos back in our refrigerators, sun jam Nambita Bichette back on aroma bread slices, Ngwerengwere starts the advert coming 5 minutes to six every evening, re-screening of Mukato, the family drama and Ukura Kupila productions. All I think of as ZOC passes back again in the timetables, taking our fathers to work. I see potholes disappear and bond notes with the throne. Those $20 notes back in my mother's handbag as we board Shushan buses to Belingwe. I see Strive back home and giving a hand to the business toddlers of our country. I see Peter back home assisting our Warriors win the soccer pitch battles. I see white patriotic farmers back home and serving the nation under the refined Command Agriculture Project. I see a bigger statue of Joshua Nkomo erected along Main Street. I see look out my Sugu statue being unveiled by the new Ndebele King outside the PF Stadium. I see Marty Schultz gather outside National Sports unveiling Josiah Tongokara statue by the gates. I see Machaifana and Mukanya walk hand in hand up the stage to perform the Freedom Day song. I see Matabeleland Indunas leading the unveiling of Kuground Memorial Museums across Matabeleland. I see the TRC Commissioner thank the nation for having a successful 365 days of truth and national healing. And I hear the poems I write during this time getting fair play. And Palakwe, my son, topping the charts, topping the charts, topping the charts, topping the charts.
Palakwe, where is my son? Ikabazi lembongi o desire. Moyo oxide zile dlalela ke inkondlo yakhe engalikuseni kungolwesibili nje mhla ka 6 kunhlolanja. Asivukeni siyesebenza abasebenzayo emasimini emakhaya sambeni siyehlakula nzwa kuthiwa linile izulu. Hayi ke sihlobo zami singake hlukane sikhangele ebezihamba phambili. Ugatsha lwe-MDC TMLika luthi lukhathazekile kakhulu ngokudlephana phakathi kwenkokheli yaleli bandla ibanga isikhundla sikamnumzana Morgan Tsvangirai. Kubotshwa izizalwane zaseZimbabwe ezimbili kwele Botswana zisetheswa icala lokubulala umfundi wakulelo lizwe. Ikomishini ebona ngokukhumisana umlotha iqala imihlangano yokukhulumisana loZulu ngendaba zokuxolelana ngolwesihlanu eGwandala seBindura. Kwanele okwamanje asihlanganeni kundaba zantambama ngesikhathi sika 7:30. olivalelisayo nguntungamilinkomo.